Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ms. Jones Labetta. Can you hold for one moment? I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for holding. Still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm multitasking front desk receptionist. I have a question for you. I called in this morning to get some technical information. My capacity is front desk receptionist, even though I'm a career health professional long term, but that's not my job right now, nor in this setting. So the question was about how long we need to maintain the logins that we're doing for the forehead temperature checks. And
oh, yes, ma'am. I do apologize.
Is that something
we
you
don't
can
have
answer?
Any, no, ma'am. We don't have any kind of medical information here. All we do at this number is provide testing sites in the city that you're located in. Now, if you need that type of information, we recommend that you go to the website at adph.org. And they should have some information.
I had a very good conversation with a lady this morning, and I don't remember what we finally decided. But where I am now is, as a result of that conversation this morning, she told me that there were four posters that you look at or can look at to determine what the risk is in your area. So we went through a scenario, a strategy, and I chose the one from Montgomery County, which is orange, high risk. And I told our executive assistant about it. She said to me, what's the date on it? It didn't have a date. So then I came back to look at it. And looking at what's on the website, the information that is documented for the risk categories, it says current status of Alabama 6-7 categories, says updated January 7, 2020, next update, January 14, 2020. So I'm wondering if there is a more recent update or if this information still applies.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do apologize. I'm not sure what agent you were speaking with that went on a website with you, because we can't do that. We can't give you any medical information. We just direct you to those websites. But I'm pretty sure that website is out of date. Said that it's 2021.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
so,
ma'am, but I don't have any updated information. I wouldn't be able to assist you with that. You would just have to try to find some on the website.
There's not, okay, when I, as a health professional, I called in my interest for what my exposure or concern should be in this particular setting that I'm in sometime like last year or whenever this first started. And I was connected with someone with Alabama Department of Public Health who was the state level COVID-19 doctor's office. I don't think I ever spoke with the doctor herself. I spoke with someone in her office. Is that assistance still available?
I'm not sure, ma'am, because that's not this number. We're not the Department of Public Health. We're the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. All we do with this number is provide testing information.
Okay. So I need to go back to the Alabama Department of Public Health. You're right, and the person I spoke with there transferred me to you, but what I want won't come through the hotline. I need to go back to public health and ask for more medical and technical information. I got it. All right, thank you, and thank you for being patient and holding on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good to know you're there, though.
Yes, ma'am.